Here's your cantor for the day. We're going to do things in a little Jewish way. And so we're going to now do Psalm 8. And then I will explain to you what we're doing. The cantor is the person who leads the worship in the synagogue. He's going to read Psalm 8. And as he reads each verse, when he's finished, then we're all going to read together and say it together out loud. So, welcome to Shul, welcome to our cantor.
Thank you, Rabbi. Everyone get their Bibles? I know we'll have probably four of us.
Get that,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. We're mobile.
Well, you can follow along with. Just follow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll just, there's a couple of people getting some.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't prepare people well enough. While we're handing out the Bibles, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Rabbi Dagami Tassia. I'm a Messianic rabbi. You can hear my story, if you like, of how I came Messianic on the church's internet thing. They've got it up there. It's pretty long. I apologize for that. I didn't realize how long I spoke last time, so my apologies. Today, we are celebrating in the Jewish calendar. It's the most important time of the year. It's Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year. But it's also the beginning of the time of 10, because in 10 days' time is Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. And the songs that The Psalms that were read today, and I did not organize this. This is a God thing. The Psalms we read today were the very Psalms that we read. The last Psalm we read, Jews read that Psalm every day for the next 10 days in preparation for Yom Kippur. So, and this is another one of the Yom Kippur Psalms and the day and the Jewish New Year Psalms. Please.
So Psalm number 8, and I'll read each verse and then we'll go back and repeat it all together. Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. The fame of your majesty spreads even above the heavens. Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. The fame of your majesty spreads even above the heavens. Now, we've all got different translations, haven't we?
That's all right. That's all interesting. Everyone just...
God, life gets complex. Whichever one comes to mind. Yeah. Make it up. From the mouths of babies and infants at the breast, you established strength because of your foes in order that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. Okay, someone speak out loud. I should use your version. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you concern yourself with them, humans that you watch over them with such care? And we're going to go through 6 to 9 here. You made him but little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. You had him rule what your hands made. You put everything under his feet. Sheep and oxen, all of them. Also the animals in the wilds, the birds in the air, the fish in the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. And the final Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth.
I'm going to do the very rabbinical thing today, so I'm going to sit down to teach. Because that's what we do. So, this psalm... Okay, I'm sorry. So, psalms play a very important part in Jewish life. In fact... Today, you know, the songs we sing in the church are, you know, I can remember my friend Johnny Cash. He'd just written a song one day, and I was sitting on the veranda having my breakfast, and he came out of his little studio and he said, "I've written this song." And he sang the song, and it was really a beautiful song. And I said, "Where did you get those words from, Johnny?" And he said, "This song I got straight from God." He said, "I woke up this morning and this song was in my head." And you see, sometimes songs come out of experiences in life. You know, June Carter Cash's funny little song, "I Fell Into a Burning Ring of Fire," she wrote that. It was about her meeting Johnny Cash and the troubles and everything that came with being working and also being Johnny Cash's girlfriend in the day when before he came to Jesus and so that's what that song's about. It's a funny song. So she wrote that out of her experiences. Well, you see, the psalms are the same. Some of the psalms come actually out of the psalm writer, mostly David, but not all David, experience with God. But some of the, or experience in life. But some of the psalms literally come from the voice of God. And Judaism teaches that this psalm is one of the psalms that God gave to David. So it's, if you like, not so much out of experience, but out of God's experience that this psalm comes. And we're going to look at this psalm in a minute. The other psalms we had today, it's amazing that without coordinating, we had the song, "When I Go Down." Johnny Cash used to sing that ad nauseum. Whenever we were doing stuff around, he had this big lake around his place, and whenever he would start singing that song, and it would be where, and he would expect you all to sing along with him, and of course, no work would get done. We would be meaning to, you know, move animals or something on the farm. Or on the compound, and instead, and June Carter would come down and say, "It's work time, Johnny, not singing time. You could go down to the river in your own time." But song and music play a very important part, even in Judaism. And in fact, thank you for the wonderful job you did as my cantor. Next time, you have to sing it, because that cantor actually sings. And if any of you are in New York, I don't know if he'll be there, but he usually is. On Day of Atonement, Neil Diamond usually attends the Great Synagogue in New York, because that's where he was originally, along with his father, a cantor. And so you go there on Day of Atonement and you hear all the beautiful singing. And I've been there, and you've had many, many years ago, and there was Neil Diamond and his father and other, and they sing, you know, they're leading the worship, the psalms, without music, just a cappella, I think you call it. And the traffic stops outside the synagogue. Everyone just stops to hear these amazing voices and songs of worship of God. You see, because this time of the year, the Day of Atonement, is a time, well, we've just had New Year, and New Year is about celebrating all the, you know, God's given to us in the year and everything else. In fact, we play a number of games at New Year, and one of the games we play was, did you live the year? And the leader of the game will quote something or tell half a story of something, and you're in teams, and then the team that gets the rest of the story right, they've lived in the year, you see, so they get a point. The team that doesn't get it right, they lose 2 points. and we greet each other. On last Friday, I went to some things, and we greet each other with L'chaim, life. But may you have had life this year, and may you have life next year. That's what you say to each other. And now, almost after that, we start preparing for Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. And that was the baptism that we read about that Jesus did. I'm not going to teach on that today. But that was the baptism where John the Baptist was out in the wilderness. People were going there to be baptized because it was coming up to the Day of Atonement. So that is a very significant time in the year. And it's a time when today in the synagogues we use the Psalms most. I mean, in Jewish synagogues, we don't sing songs. We sing the Psalms. So now let's look at Psalm 8. Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. The fame of your majesty spreads even above the heavens. Here's the question. All the Psalms have a foundation in things of God and in the events of God, as well as the events of the psalm writer. This one is dealing mostly with the events of God. So, here's your question. What is the foundation? When David woke up and he put, Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. The fame of your majesty spreads even above the heavens. What's the foundation for that psalm? Where do you think it comes from in Scripture? Any idea? Pardon? Creation, you're right. It actually comes from the very first verses in Bereshit, Genesis, where God, the beginning, created. So, in actual fact, this psalm is acknowledging above all things that God is the creator of even the beginning of time, because the Hebrew scriptures begin with Elohim, the beginning created. Not, in English, it's translated, in the beginning God created, but we actually start with Elohim, so God, the beginning created. So all things actually begin with God. So here's and fame is not like, you know, a famous person. Fame in this sense means the declaration of the existence of, the being of. So it's God's fame of your majesty. So it's God's absolute majesty. God's absolute authority spreads even above the heavens, because Scripture tells us who created the heavens. God even created the heavens. So when we think about these psalms and we think about what they're saying, in part we need to think about, what does God want me to understand from this little verse? What does God want me to see even today? Can you think of somewhere in the what we call the New Testament or the completed covenant scriptures, the Gospels and all those books. Can you think where that psalm, that verse, may have not an exactness, but a foundation even in the New Testament? Can you think of some? Yes, Mary's song is one. Yes, sir, you had one? Yes, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. You see, when Yeshua gave us that prayer, he was thinking of how do we declare, one, the beginning of each year. This is a psalm we use, one of the psalms we use as what the other psalm, for the beginning of the Jewish New Year, for preparing for Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. It's interesting that Day of Atonement is the first festival of the Jewish New Year. So we have the New Year where we look at the year that's past and we kind of look towards the year that's coming. And the very, within 10 days, the very action that Jewish people are undertaking is dealing with sin in their lives. In fact, I was coming here today and I happened to have the Christian radio on, and Dr. Bob Medelson, who's the head of Jews for Jesus in Australia, a wonderful Messianic Jewish man, lives in Sydney but travels all over, he was on the radio. And the interviewer said to him, How do we reach Jewish people? And Bob Medelson said, now's the time to reach Jewish people. He said, because now is a time when you can talk to people, Jewish people, about sin. You can actually say to them, so, what sins have you given up this year? That's what we say. What? So the Jewish question is not what I'm going to do for the new year. The question all the rabbis asked this Sabbath was, what sins are you going to give up this year? Have you sins that you have struggled with all year? Now's the time to bring them to God in the period of atonement to help and get the victory to give them up. You see, when we do the Sabbath meal each Friday night in the home, Mother asks these two questions. She asks, what blessing did you receive of God this week? So everyone goes around the table and tells the blessing. Then the next question she asks is, what blessing were you of God, for God, and to God this week? And that's the same questions the rabbis ask on New Year. We say, so what blessings were you of God, and for God and to God in the year that's past? And what blessings are you going to be in the year ahead, of God, for God, and to God? And then Father, he asks this question. And the rabbis ask this question too at this time of the year. Father asks every Friday night, he goes around the table and he says, so what correction did God bring into your life this week? You know, and when I go and do these Sabbath meals in people's homes, because we do them in Christian homes around the place and sometimes in churches, we have this little booklet, and when we get to that question, a lot of Christian people go, oh, I've got to say out loud what I did wrong. And you see, it's not about shame or guilt. It's about acknowledging that God is the one who has majesty and correction over everything. And that's often what the Psalms are about. They're often about how God brings about things in life. And then the next question Father asks after he's asked that question is, so what blessing will this wonderful correction of God bring into your life? You see, so it's not just about, oh God, forgive me, oh God, I am struggling with this sin. And often when we read the Psalms often have, you know, a bit in the middle where it's almost like God's angry at me. God, but then they always finish with, what wonderful correction, what wonderful blessing comes out of that. Now let's look at the next bit of this psalm. From the mouth of babes and infants at the breast, you establish strength because of your foes, in order that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. Now, in Old Testament, where do we think that is a most poignant story? I give you a clue. It's one of the Egyptian stories. Moses, Mushi, you're right. You see, out of Mushi, out of Moses, came the establishment of, you know, because what was the Pharaoh's ruling? Not to let the babies live. And the midwives went to the Pharaoh and said, oh, but these Jewish women, they just have their babies so quick. And my mother would say, I don't know who thought that, because she was 27 hours having me. So, and then when we come across into the New Testament, there's two foundations for this. One, of course, is the very birth of Yeshua, Jesus himself. But then there's one that Jesus gives us when he says, suffer not the little children to come unto me. In other words, and then he says, anyone who teaches even the least of these wrong, better he be cast into the river. You see, when a Jewish child in Jesus' day went for their bar mitzvah, what would happen was they go and they've got to know the first five books of Bible and all that stuff, the Torah, and then they're asked questions. And then after that, they've asked if they have knowledge of blessing. Now, it's automatically deemed that if you're of the tribe of Levi, that you have. But if you're not of the tribe of Levi, it's only if God gives it to you. So if you say yes, and the rabbis then ask you more questions, and then they say, how did you think you had blessing? Have a guess what happens. They round up everyone who's taught that child. And they would get stoned. That was what happened in Jesus' day. And when we get to the story of Yeshua at his bar mitzvah, what do they say? Words of wisdom from one so young we have not heard. And then what's scripture say? It says he goes home and he continues to grow in wisdom and stature each year. So that meant each year he was being trained as a rabbi. Each year it was being recognized that he had a special anointing of God, just like the Leviticals have. So then we come to, you made him but a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. You had him rule what your hands made, you put everything under his feet. Sheep and oxen, all of them. Also the animals in the wild, the birds in the air, the fish in the sea, whatever passes through the path of the seas. This is God reminding man, each one of us, that we actually have a responsibility. Yes, you can related to Jesus as well. But really here in the psalm, it's talking about the responsibility that God gave to each one of us. If you remember the song we just sang a few minutes ago about taking care of creation and things, the last song we sang, beautiful song. I love that song. Well, you see, when we go back into Genesis, we're told that God created all the fish of the sea and everything else. And then he created Adam and Eve. And what did he say? He told them to take care of his world. He put them in an authority of looking after, of being his representative, of loving his creation as much as he loved it. So this psalm is also a psalm about our responsibility. And when we come across into the book of Revelation, we see many times where God challenges the church about how has it been the church? How has it looked after creation? How have we been? That the servant song that we sang earlier, let me be a servant to you. How have we been such a servant? Today, it's a troubled world. You know, I was at meetings this week with certain people, and the issue we were looking at was the Syrian situation and the need of bringing people out of, you know, really harm's way. And that was my job for many years. I worked in the camp that I worked in Syria. I got pictures of it on my phone, had on the border, had 10 years ago, 1.5 million people in it. Today, in that very camp, and they're fleeing that camp in the hundreds of thousands each day. Today, or on Wednesday, 7 million people were in that camp. 7 million displaced people. Many who have seen torture, who have seen loved ones die. And I'm not pointing finger at anyone here. Christian, Muslims, all have seen loved ones die. You know? And what God's saying is, in these Psalms, what are you doing? Are you understanding how majesty, how glorious my name is? So what are you doing with it in the earth? How are we looking after the babes? What are the babes? It's not just little babies. Yes, it is. But it's those who don't have the knowledge and the blessing of God in their lives. How are we feeding them? How are we giving them that love? How are we expressing that to them? Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. That is actually a question that God is asking. It's Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout all the earth. So we have to be thinking, what am I doing to make that name glorious? When yesterday, and I'm using my own life as an example, not to put myself up on pedestal, but yesterday I was in a bit of a rush. And I was in the car park and I was wanting to get out of the car park. So I was weaving around cars. And all of a sudden this lady tooted her horn at me, and you know, because I was rushing. And I thought, oh. So I actually stopped my car, wound down the window and said, look, I'm really sorry. Thank you for tooting at me. I was behaving badly. And she looked at me thinking I was going to, yeah. And she just looked at me. And I said, thank you. I said, I really mean that. You see, this is what this thing, it's saying, Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. It's actually a question. It's actually a question of what am I doing to make your name glorious? How are people seeing your glory in what I do or don't do? They certainly didn't see God's glory in me, like, you know, weaving around cars and going on wrong side of the strip in the car park and all that, because I was in a hurry. You know? But then when God, by the way of the lady tooting the horn, brought correction, guess what? It was a wonderful thing she did, because have a guess what came into the car park just then? The police car. So I could have even been in trouble in the car park, because, you know, you can get in trouble. So it's just amazing what God does. And this is what these Psalms are about. So I hope in the short time I've talked a little bit about Psalms this morning and this Psalm. So I would like us to all again do this Psalm. And thank you for the music, people. And we did have a Johnny Cash song this morning. He used to sing, "When I go down to..." Anyway, we know I shouldn't sing, but unfortunately... Yes, so let's stand and do the psalm again, please. Oh, and one other thing, I have here some gifts. It's not much, it's because it's Jewish New Year, we like to leave a little gift with people. So I would like each person, I hope I've done enough. This is the Aaronic blessing, which we will do in a minute. But let us do the psalm again. Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. The fame of your majesty spreads even above the heavens. Now I want you to say with real loud voices, because it's a joyful psalm, it's a song of joy. From the mouth of the babes and the infants at the breast, you establish strength because of your foes, in order that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you set in place, what are mere mortals that you concern yourself with them, humans that you watch over them with such care? You made him but a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with the glory and honor. You had made him rule what your hands made. You put everything under his feet, sheep and oxen, all of them. Also the animals in the wild, the birds in the air, the fish in the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. Amen. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May Yahweh make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh lift up his face and his presence toward you and give you peace. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua the Messiah. Thank you once again for the blessing of being here today. This is a wonderful little community. God's blessing to you. Thank you.